running her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacking just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running.
Surprise, 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 Micah Parsons still the topic of the day. At least on the television above me. Could Micah Parsons end up being traded? Micah Parsons and the Cowboys remain at contract extension impasse. Micah Parsons traveling yesterday. Man, did I have flashbacks to 2008. People were tracking a flight yesterday, Gabe. People were tracking a flight from Dallas to Green Bay, thinking that perhaps there was some representative. Maybe, you know, Mike obviously was seen at the airport yesterday, but this was private plane, you know, so this was like...
Well, my friend knows Micah Parsons' barber, Josh, and he said he's not coming. Okay?
Is this your Ferris Bueller
attempt?
Well, Micah being at the airport yesterday just kind of reminds me of when George lied about having a house in the Hamptons in Seinfeld.
Take it
and
all
they,
the way.
And they took it all the way to when George drove out to an empty lot in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Where Mike is like, oh, no, my back's really hurt, guys. My back's really hurt. Oh, you don't believe? I'll get a second opinion. I swear I'll get it. Okay, I'll get a second opinion. And now he's in the airport flying to God knows where.
That's why
to
you
get
always.
A second opinion.
You always go with the hamstring. Always.
Why?
Because you can't track it. What are you going to do? All right.
Are you telling me you can't get an MRI on your hamstring?
What's it going to show?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the doctor.
Like, I had an Achilles. Wasn't really swollen, but it hurt like a mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Back? Yeah, back you can kind of.
Yeah, but I feel like the back's the same. Well, I don't know. Back's the same thing. Can't you just, like, it's tight.
Posturing for not playing. That's all it is.
So as people continue discussing Micah Parsons, Green Bay Packers, there is another conspiracy theory. And actually, there might be some truth to this one, right? Like, people are throwing spaghetti against the wall, trying to figure out exactly, are the Packers interested? I would argue that the answer, as Gabe has alluded to, is yes. Who wouldn't be? Are the Packers interested in acquiring Micah Parsons? Yes, probably. Brian Gutekunst yesterday talking about impact players and how you can build your roster and help your roster and all of that stuff. So, yes, it sounds like...
He was a little more open than I was anticipating that question yesterday,
I know,
right?
A little more transparent than the Goody we're used to. So, Justice Mosqueda, who is a fantastic reporter for the Green Bay Packers, has a theory, and I actually think this has some merit, guys. So, Gabe, I'm going to have you break down the theory X-Files style. What are we following here? What is the board with the pictures and the red string and thumbtacks look like, according to Justice?
Chewy, right when you got to Green Bay, what was the threat that every general manager would make to a player if they were acting up?
Gonna send you to Green Bay.
Gonna send you to Siberia, a.k.a. Green Bay. So it starts kind of around there of Jerry threatening, oh, if you aren't going to shape up, if you're not going to accept my contract offer, I'll ship you to Siberia, which, again, in the 90s was more about, or in the 80s into the early 90s, before your era changed things in Green Bay, was about, hey, teams in the middle of nowhere and they stink. Well, now it's just in the middle of nowhere. Micah Parsons is somebody who has his own podcast. He's going to Dubai on vacation. He likes to go out and do things. Nightlife seems to be somewhat importance to him. So, according to this, with Justice... Okay, send you to Siberia. Fine, I'll send you to Green Bay. And David Mugaleta, who is the agent for Micah Parsons, also represents Jordan Love. Then, okay, if that's the threat, in different conversations he has with Brian Gutekunst, whether it's about one of his players, whether it's about Jordan Love, kind of fishes and gets a number out of Goody. Hey, what if my guy actually became available, what would you be willing to pay? Again,
how do you have that conversation? Is it like, let's say I have a pass rusher, I don't know, his name is Pika Marsons. Like, how do you have that conversation without tampering?
Well, I mean, tampering happens.
Yeah, you just tamper.
You just tamper. Chewy has told plenty of stories. Tampering happens, people.
Yes.
But you just give yourself a plausible, like, oh, why were you talking to Brian Gutekunst? Oh, because I was checking in on Jordan Love. Like, nobody's recording the conversation. Nobody knows what actually happens in that conversation. You have to give yourself plausible deniability in order to avoid the tampering charge from the NFL. So he gets the number of the $45 million, and now that's the one that gets floated out there on the internet. Hey, we think we can get this, And that's what the agent goes back to Jerry Jones with. Okay, this is the deal you want. Well, fine, trade us to Green Bay. We think we can get $45 million. And they're ready to reset the pass rusher market for our guy. And it just kind of ends up being a stubborn off, right? Like these two sides don't want to budge and they keep staring each other in the face trying to figure out what the next step forward is.
But here's the problem for Jerry Jones, all right? Dallas is already on the books as having the worst NFL trade ever. The Herschel Walker trade, right?
Is it the worst ever, though? Because, again,
it was the worst ever. It was for
Minnesota.
Didn't it sort of bolster the Cowboys into the era?
It's the worst trade ever because Minnesota gave up and then jump-started the Cowboys dynasty.
I think you can say
the Cowboys were on the winning side of that one.
I think you can say Ricky Williams was probably the worst trade in
that's
NFL
fair.
History.
You know what? That's
that was
fair.
The dumbest trade.
That was.
But Jerry Jones, and I was thinking, I'm like, having that hang over your head, I don't think it's unrealistic that Jerry Jones would say, all right, 4 first-round picks, which you would never do.
I agree. Goody would never do.
You would never do.
I mean, I would, but Goody would not.
But if this thing so just say it happens, Dallas has to win, and Dallas has to win big time. Okay, you're not going to go, oh, a second, 2 seconds, a 6, and Lucas Van Ness. That ain't happening.
Jerry has to think he wins.
Yes.
It's not a public opinion, the Cowboys came out way. It just matters to one person, Chew. Doesn't matter.
Well, to be fair, there is correlation there. I mean, Jerry's got his head all over everything. If the public thinks that the Cowboys won, it's likely to skew Jerry's perception of the deal as well.
Sure, but they're not going to be privy to the details until the trade actually happens.
This has to be more than Micah Parsons being upset over the agent thing. That's ridiculous. Micah Parsons has to say, I want out. They can't win a Super Bowl here. I'm young enough. Get me out of here. There's no way it's just the agent thing, because you can get past that so easily.
I'm guessing.
You offended my agent. Hey, I'm sorry. Here's another $1 million.
He still has not engaged with the agent. That's the other thing. If Jerry Jones had been like, you know what? You're right. I'm old school. I thought you and I could get this deal done. I didn't need to involve David Mulligetta. Then I would have done so. But now I see that I need to get with the times. I need to update my strategy and how we negotiate. Bring him in. We'll have the conversation. But he hasn't.
But the crazy thing is, Micah Parsons, out of all the defensive ends,
mm-hmm.
Crosby, Hendrickson, who am I missing?
Watt. Miles Garrett.
This guy deserves it the most.
He's the youngest.
He deserves it the most. Because most GMs would say, hey, you're going into your fifth-year option. Let's get this thing done and sign you up for it. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing.
Well, I think there's also a part of this that could be, when they negotiated this deal, Jerry had offered him the highest non-paid quarterback salary. And Jerry seems to be, at least based on what he's saying, I offered him to be the highest paid player. We negotiated the deal. The deal's done in my mind. That could have happened early enough this offseason where the number that he thinks they negotiated is no longer the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL.
Because
a couple of guys have signed some contracts recently.
He's losing his mind, and he needs to step away.
That's quite possible, but again, they're stuck in this standoff. So it just the belief seems to be that Parsons wants to be in Dallas and figure this out. Jones wants him in Dallas, so eventually they'll figure it out. But if Jones doesn't want to budge and actually pay Micah Parsons what he thinks he's worth, that's what opens up the door for a potential trade. Now, again, you're going to have to be uncomfortable with the return, what you're giving up for Micah Parsons. Like Chewy said, you're going to have to be uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
That's the only way this deal gets done.
Where's the line? I'm saying Packer fans. Give up 3 but not give up 4?
I don't know. Because we put some of that stuff out on social media yesterday, and it was the mix reaction was, because I think on Wildy and Tausch yesterday, I said I'd give up 3 firsts and Rashawn Gary. And some people thought that was crazy. Some people thought that was right. So I think that 3 firsts plus whatever player is kind of the 50-50 mark, I think, right now for Packer fans.
So 4 is way too much.
I'm guessing, you would more Four Packer is, fans would say that's insane.
Four is a lot.
Who has the most value in the league right now?
Patrick Mahomes.
You don't think Josh Allen?
No, because Patrick Mahomes is cheaper and on a longer deal.
All right, let's get to Brian Gutekunst. Four firsts. Let's get to Brian Gutekunst yesterday when he was asked sort of about in a roundabout way, because he cannot talk specifically about Micah Parsons, who is under contract with another team, what he thinks about the state of this year's Green Bay Packers roster.
Players make impact. There's no doubt. That's what, you know, you win and lose games because players, right? I mean, these are the guys that do it. So certainly players make impact. I am not a huge believer that one player, you're never one player away, right? It's just, I never believe that. Good players make impacts, and so anytime there's players of that caliber that you can acquire, you're trying to.
Now let me ask you this: do you think Micah Parsons is that one player that bucks what Goody just said? He just said you're never one good player away, and from what I heard you say yesterday, Gabe, it sort of feels like you think actually they could be if this is the player.
Goody cannot say out loud, "Oh, there are guys out there where you think," because if he says, "Oh, yeah, there are guys out there that's the one player that makes us a whole team." And if he admits that, yes, we're one player away, if he says that out loud, he loses leverage. And in the very remote case that negotiations actually start happening for a Micah Parsons trade. So I think Goody just has to say.
So that being said,
yes,
you think he is a player that would make them one player away?
Correct. Yes.
It doesn't make him a lock.
No.
It probably moves them from contender to legitimate contender, where there's probably what?
But who is a lock in the NFL? Nobody.
Well,
outside of the Chiefs.
All right, you tell me if this is a legitimate contender or just a contender. All right. Hold on. Scrolling. Oh, here we go. The Eagles.
Yeah.
Legitimate?
Yeah.
Well, Washington.
They just won.
What's that?
Said they just won. Of course.
Washington.
No.
I have to set context here. Don't you know anything about radio? That was good.
That was good pop.
Yeah.
Get after the producer.
Ravens.
Josh doesn't know
Ravens.
Ball. Ravens are legit.
Yes. Legitimate. Detroit.
Legit.
Green Bay.
They're contenders.
Minnesota.
A step below Green Bay.
That's probably it as far as legits, right? Oh, Kansas City.
In the
City.
NFC? If you go to the AFC.
Kansas City,
Ravens,
Buffalo.
Before, so.
Yeah, I know. And then Buffalo. So there's probably five, right?
Yeah.
So Parsons would move them into that group?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, when this first came up, that's what I said. I said top three. I don't think it makes them one or two, but I would say three. I can make an argument for three if Micah Parsons is on that defense.
Yeah, they're in that group of...
I don't know if there's real value quibbling between that top tier.
5, 4, 3,
right.
2.
Yeah.
You would be,
they're all kind of
you would be amongst the elite.
Because then you lump
NFL.
In injuries and stuff,
right.
And
yeah.
Who the hell knows what happens.
All right, reaction rolling in on the Carbless Talk and text line already this morning, and I think it is a worthy conversation. I am very intrigued by this conspiracy theory that Justice put out there. And by saying conspiracy theory, I'm not trying to like knock it at all. I think it's a really thoughtful idea of what has actually taken place here and why we are in the situation we are in, where Green Bay is being mentioned alongside Micah Parsons. Stacy in the 414 says, can y'all please stop winging it, thinking Parsons will end up in Green Bay? Goody's not giving up the farm or the future for this dude. This is like y'all believing the Bucks have a chance with this roster to win the East. Find a realistic topic to discuss, please. Dave from Aaron says, yeah, 3 first round picks and Gary, even a 5th to sweeten the pot for a generational talent that will boost your defense to top 3 likely. Meanwhile, Jay says getting Parsons doesn't make Jordan Love any better. It doesn't make the receivers catch the ball. It doesn't make the offense go any better. It just makes the defense better. Am I wrong?
What?
No, they're going to play them both ways. I mean,
but having a good defense, Chewy, you know this, having a really good defense helps the offense.
Our defense in 96 was better than our offense. If you watch the Super Bowl, you sit there and go, wow, they're good. Yeah.
Yeah, and the dirty little secret that we've all sort of missed as Patrick Mahomes has started his domination, his defenses are really damn good.
That's been a defense first team.
The Eagles, how about them? Pretty good defense. Help you win.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
So I'll just leave this this topic here with this from Justice. After multiple conversations with people this week, this is my belief on the situation. Do I think Parsons and Jones ultimately get an extension done in Dallas? I still think it's highly likely. but I've been told that both the Cowboys and Packers have spent more time contemplating inside their organizations what a trade would look like in recent days.
Who have you been told by?
They're called sources.
I know, but who said that? Oh, I thought it was a caller.
No,
a
Justice. Or... No, that's, Justice, that's the reporter that we're basing the whole conversation off of.
You know, all the way back at the beginning.
What about Tricky Ricky? Where's he at today? Huh? Did he weigh in yet?
Ricky has just thrown it out and let the internet
all
take
right,
it.
Chew it up. Can we get to the first damn game for crying out loud? Jeez, I'm crow. Everyone's an expert.
We have Jason Wilde coming up next on Jed, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
Is your business ready to take the next step at Fifth Third Commercial Bank, Wisconsin? Our team of local, experienced advisors is here to propel you forward. We understand your needs and offer in-depth expertise, cutting-edge technology, and tailored solutions to streamline your cash collections, automate payments, and safeguard your assets with top-notch fraud mitigation tools. Contact Fifth Third in downtown Milwaukee today. Let's eliminate the non-value ad work so you can focus on what truly matters most. Growing your business. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Exterior Pros and Baths is here to help you score big with quality home exterior and shower upgrades. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com.
Always feel very fortunate to get the insight from our friend and teammate, Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Well, I always feel very fortunate to talk to you guys.
Well, it's very nice of you to say.
You're getting bubbly.
Well, I'm bubbly. I'm very bubbly. It's a word a lot of people use to describe me, bubbly.
Well, is bubbly like dainty? Is that one of those words that like, it's fine. Like, you can describe someone as bubbly, but it's not.
Woke up, good mood.
All right.
Maybe a little.
I think of maybe got a little lucky.
You got
a bubbly, I think cheerleader. I think like a bubbly.
Yes.
Like, let's go, team. Okay. Anyway.
I'm sitting with the dogs, talking to my favorite people. What more could make a guy bubbly than that?
Maybe the information about Jaden Reed not having a Jones fracture in his foot, which you revealed yesterday. How concerned should Packers fans be about this, Jason?
Well, you know me. I'm concerned.
Yeah, me too.
That doesn't sound like something that you should play through.
That's what I said.
But he's going to. And look, the pinky toe, which is not to be confused with the COVID toe that Aaron Rodgers enjoyed the debate about when he put up his foot in front of the camera and everything. Look, foot injuries are painful. Chewy, you had that plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
You never had the, but this could be worse, right? That the dreaded Lisfranc injury is the one that's the really, really bad one. That's a fracture on the top of your foot. I want to thank the Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinics for having all kinds of good information on the interwebs so I could learn about foot injuries last night a little more clearly. But look, the bottom line is that, you know, he rested it for almost 3 weeks. That's not generally enough to have it completely heal. I don't know the severity of it. He really had no interest in talking about the specifics of his injury, and he is one tough hombre. Like, this guy has been banged up for most of his first 2 years. He's not the biggest dude on your roster, obviously. He takes some hits, and he plays through everything. Guy's missed one game. I mean, I would say that if he says he's going to play through this, and they're figuring out, I'm sure they're putting like inserts into his cleats and everything else, I'm going to take him at his word. And so, You know, again, I don't think that's the best news that you want to hear about a guy who's led you in receptions and receiving yardage each of his first two seasons on your team. But, you know, I think that if they can be smart about it, and he's certainly a tough guy, that they can figure out a way for him to play through it.
Jason, does Jordan still have a bandage or a orthoplast cast on his thumb, or is that gone?
I'm sorry, an orthoplast?
That's the plastic that you mold. It's kind of casty. It kind of moves a little bit. A lot of guys wore them on their thumbs because your thumbs get beat up a little bit. It's kind of like a pseudo cast. Does he have anything on his hand?
He does. Yes.
Okay.
Maybe it's orthoplast. I never heard that term.
So orthoplast?
Yeah. Educating me today. Yeah.
Dr. Chimura, here to serve you.
And you know what, Jason? Back in the day, we kind of did it ourselves.
Oh, jeez.
You'd stick it in the hydroculator.
Well, that seems like a great idea.
How do you think he got his doctorate?
Yes. Yeah, you and my dad with the popsicle sticks over here.
Oh, we used to use those too.
Yeah, I know.
Is this going to be a lingering thing, Jason? Or
no, I think the whole idea was to have the surgery so it wouldn't be a lingering thing, right?
Okay.
I mean, he basically, and as Jordan told us, you know, look, your options were don't do the surgery and play through it. And he said, had this happened in week 3 of the season, he'd have just kept playing, right? They would have wrapped it and off he goes. Instead, they felt like he had enough time to heal. And so they did the surgery. You know, he really was basically had the stitches in for 10, 12 days and then had them removed on Saturday. And he's going already. Now, again, we watched him yesterday. We're in that part of the season, my least favorite part of the season, where now we get booted before they start running any team stuff, which I hate. You know, it was not productive for me back in the Holmgren era because I stood and watched practice from start to finish, so I didn't get anything done in the interim. But I had a better idea of what was going on, right? Like, go back to Reed for a second. Like, I watched him. Like, he ran routes and he did individual drills and all the other stuff. I don't know what he did in 11 on 11. I don't know what he looked like when he was doing it. I don't know how hard he went. And so in Love's case, he took snaps, both catching them from the shotgun, which he wasn't doing, right, when he still had the stitches in. He took snaps from under center from Melton Jenkins when they were doing some drill work, which he hadn't been doing. So those are all encouraging signs that they feel like, you know, he can do those things. On the flip side, I did watch him on handoffs to the right. Chewy, again, I can't believe I'm saying Chewy, help me out here, but I'm going to. If it's a handoff to the right, you hand off with your left hand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
He was handing off with his right hand.
Yeah, that's
kind
weird.
Of a weird angle.
Yeah.
So I assume you don't want to continue that practice. By the time you get to September 7th, you would like him to be able to hand off with his left hand. But they're ramping him up toward, I suppose, doing that.
Yeah, so, that kind of screws up your play action game, Jason.
It does.
You know?
Yeah, and but again, better than screwing up your thumb.
Yeah.
By
fair.
Catching on, you know, Josh Jacobs' jersey in a handoff or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that this is the interim step. And then the next step would be, you know, full-fledged snaps and normal handoffs.
Our conversations with the bubbly Jason Woldy brought to you by Lakeland Supply. They're in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. I want to go back to Jaden Reed. Are they expecting this to linger throughout the course of the season? Because I got to imagine playing with a fracture on your foot isn't the way that you heal a fracture on your foot, and then it's just going to linger. So it becomes a pain tolerance thing for him.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're not a doctor like Dr. Chimura, but that makes sense to me. I would agree. Again, I don't know. It is clearly his intention. And look, I'm sure he has huddled with the medical staff, which we all know Doc McKenzie and their whole crew over there. They are a conservative bunch. You know, Dr. Anderson, who is the foot specialist that they had for so many years, who's like, it was amazing. Once they hired him on, like, everyone who was anyone, whether they were in the NBA, the NFL, they were all coming to Green Bay, Wisconsin to have foot surgeries. Like, it was crazy. He is no longer with them. He is retired back in the Carolinas. But again, I don't think that this is a group that is usually inclined to say, yeah, sure, let's tape it up and go. So all I can speak to is that is Jaden Reed's intention. And whether or not that's a good idea or not, I think we can all agree it's probably pretty risky. But again, he did not want to get into any of the specifics of, you know, how high the pain is, I think we all now know how he did it, because again, when I wrote the story and I learned how you generally suffer one of these injuries, that's exactly how he described it when we talked to him after the Jets game, when he magically appeared on the sideline in a boot. Like, that was the first we knew of it. Like, he didn't practice on Thursday, August 7th. And we were told it was a foot, but we had no idea of the severity of it. And then all of a sudden, you know, the Jets game, there he is on the sideline in a boot. Again, I don't know how the pain management is. I don't know what the treatment is. But what I read from people that actually are doctors, unlike anybody on this panel, it's usually rest. And sometimes it's surgery. So right now that is not on the table. And it's a good thing that he plays so few snaps per Gabe Neitzel stats and information. So he'll be limited in his workload. Well,
okay, so to limit him even further, though, and I know they re-signed Mecole Hardman to the practice squad, Jason, but you can only elevate him three times throughout the course of the season. If Hartman's not on the roster, Reed makes the most sense as a punt returner. To protect him even further, is he going to return punts? If Hartman's not available, who's going to handle that job?
Yeah, it's a great question. This is the beauty of the practice squad options. And then, let's be honest, a lot of times injuries and ineffective play solve these problems for you, right? Like, if you elevate Mecole Hardman three times and you use up his elevations, which, by the way, I don't know how great of an option that is, right? Like, he did struggle with the Jets game with his punt catching and decision making. Obviously, that was a little surprising given how long he's been doing it. But, you know, the other alternative, like, we watched kickoff return yesterday. They had Bo Melton back there. They had Keyshawn Nixon back there. They did not do punt return while we were allowed to watch practice. Maybe they'll do that today when they decide to hold practice during the show, much to my frustration. But the fact of the matter is if they have to use somebody else, they're going to have to use somebody else. And if they have to ration his opportunities, then is punt return one of them? I mean, I have always been an advocate for the Mike Pryor,
yeah,
which that you put this sure-handed, balding white guy back there and just let him catch fair catches and then go. Just make sure you get possession and the rest will take care of itself if your offense is as good as you want. So, again, I don't know if they're going to do that. You know, I would assume Mike's in his 60s now, so he specifically is not available. But I would think that that's... You know, you have to be smart about it.
He works for the Colts, Jason. They'd have to trade for him.
Oh, well, maybe. Yeah. There you go. Late-season trade. We've acquired 62-year-old Mike Pryor.
Well, we're not getting Micah Parsons. We're bringing back Mike Pryor.
We're getting a different MP.
Yeah.
Jason, last thing for you before we let you go. Your biggest takeaway from hearing Goody yesterday, he talked about a lot of stuff. We were noting it seemed like he was more transparent about the impact player scenario that they are presented with currently than we were expecting. But what was your biggest takeaway?
I was thrilled with that. Somebody took a shot at me with their follow-up question about I'll be more direct in asking, and asked about Micah Parsons specifically, and he immediately said what we knew he was going to say. I can't talk about players on other teams. And then essentially reiterated things that he'd said in his answer to me in my long-winded question. But I thought it was great. Like, I wanted to get his philosophy on it. I took some grief from people, but I don't really care, because let's not forget It's important to remember, at the end of training camp in 2018, in Goody's first year as the general manager, they made a competitive offer for Khalil Mack to the Raiders. Now, he had two first-round picks in the 2019 draft, and he refused to give them both to the Raiders. That's what the Raiders wanted. The Bears ultimately gave up their 2019 and 2020 first-round picks, plus I think a third and a fifth, and then they got a second back. But Goody tried to get Khalil Mack for the Packers in 2018. So let's not pretend that he's unwilling to do something like this. And remember, Khalil Mack also required a new contract. It's the exact same scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And Khalil Mack got a $141 million deal, which looks like peanuts now, from the Bears in that as part of that trade. So, you know, I've said this all along. I still think I can't imagine Jerry Jones, even with all the attention he craves, being this galactically stupid to trade this player in the middle of his prime. I mean, the guy's 26 mm-hmm. years old. He's a three-time All-Pro and a four-time Pro Bowler. Why he has dinked around to this point to piss him off to this point is absolutely beyond me. But look, I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't think we should pretend that there's no way on earth that it happens. And I thought Goody was way more illuminating than I expected, because look, he had the opportunity. This is what I'll close with. He had the opportunity to answer those questions in a way that largely slammed the door, right? We feel really good about who we've got. You know, we don't feel like we need to make those types of bold moves. We're always going to explore everything, but we feel really good about the guys on this team. And we have to consider all the aspects of those types of trades. And we feel like we're in a good spot. We believe in the guys we've got. That could have been his answer. That's not what he said.
Jason, good stuff. We appreciate the perspective. Thanks for hanging out with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye, Bubbles.
All right, guys. Take care, Pete. You're such a jerk. Take care. Be
and
good.
Bubbly just transitioned to Bubbles. So.
I'm trying to get him an endorsement deal.
With what?
Bubbly.
Like champagne?
No,
soap? No.
The seltzer.
Oh. I don't know what bubbly seltzer is.
Do you know what LaCroix is?
Yes.
Bubbly's better.
He's partial.
Sounds like you should get the endorsement deal.
He's partial to Bubbler, which is a different one.
Is that booze?
Is that the dating site?
That's Bumble.
That's Bumble.
That's close.
Okay, and again, once again, words, our Achilles heel here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Discover Proof Pizza at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. It's in the heart of Milwaukee's Theater District, a modern pizzeria that delivers Neapolitan-style pies, a bold grill menu, and old-school hospitality in a sleek, art-inspired setting. We went to Proof Pizza a few weekends ago. My kiddos loved it, and it was quick, too. You pick your toppings, they throw it in the oven, and they get it to you real fast, and my kids had a blast at Proof Pizza. If you're craving a quick lunch downtown or a relaxed evening bite, Proof Pizza should be your go-to downtown destination. And here's a tip. If you mention my name, Jen Latta, you'll receive 10% off your order. I did it. A little weird mentioning my own name, but it worked. 10% off at Proof Pizza. Learn more at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
Check off. I needed a few more hints.
Yeah. What? We put you in a... That's Dave's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
You know what I say, happy wife, happy life, and that usually means a visit to my guy Dino, the dancing machino. At the Jewelry Center, earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when that day comes for my four boys to take the next step in their lives, you can bet they'll be heading over to Dino at the Jewelry Center for their engagement rings. The Jewelry Center offers great deals on selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds for rings. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe went to the Jewelry Center, had a great experience with the Jewelry Center specialist to pick out that perfect ring. Stop into one of their three locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, Burlington today, or check out the full inventory online at shoptjc.com.
Great to have Jason Wilde join the program just a few moments ago. If you missed any of that conversation, of course, you can find it on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. He also has a new article out at Channel 3000 about your guy, Jaden Reed, and his foot injury, which Jason reveals is a Jones fracture. I had to do a little Google machine this morning as well because I was unfamiliar with Jones fracture. And it does say that you don't always need surgery. In fact, most people don't need surgery. If it lingers, if it gets worse, obviously you have to go that route. But it does make me nervous, guys. It makes me nervous that Jaden Reed is dealing with this to start the season. It makes me nervous that he is trying to push through. I appreciate, certainly, the warrior mentality. I love a guy who's like, nah, it's not that bad. It's a pain tolerance thing. It's fine. I can handle it. I want to be out there for my guys. But on the off chance, Gabe, that somebody steps on him or that just the wear and tear of the first few weeks makes it worse, if we're talking about surgery for Jaden Reed in a few weeks, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. I'm guessing that most people don't need surgery. Most people aren't running routes at a high speed on an NFL field.
I wonder how he did it. Did he get stepped on? Was it just, like you said, wear and tear? Because in a, back in the day when it came to healing a bone, I mean, they used to say take more calcium and stuff. How long has it been? 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
I mean, I wouldn't think 3 weeks is okay.
Yeah, and if it's a pain tolerance, I'm guessing if he's met with the doctors, they're like, yeah, I don't think you can make it worse just by running on it. Obviously, you know, again, if you get a lineman stepping on it, I can't imagine that's going to be good for it.
Yeah.
I'm with Jen, but at the same time, it's just, okay, what do you do if you're Jaden Reed? Like, do you get the surgery now and now you're out for 10 weeks? Do you just kind of hope, all right, hopefully I don't need surgery and I can play through this, but then you need surgery in week four and then you miss 10 weeks in the middle of the season?
As a player, I think you roll the dice.
And I think that's what he's doing.
But I can tell you what I'm not doing. Not having him return punts, because that's kind of scrummy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying for the whole season. I'm just saying, all right, let that thing heal a little bit, give it another 4 months, and then maybe he can do it middle of the season to the back end, but certainly not putting him at risk right out of the gate.
Well, I can't imagine, again, you're the doctor, you tell me. If he's running routes on something that's broken, how is that going to heal it? Like, how is it going to heal throughout the course of the season? I just imagine it's going to kind of stay where it's at right now. Best case scenario.
No,
because otherwise,
I know.
Again, if the prescription is rest, I guess they've got an early bye, so he can get a couple of weeks then. But other than that, he's going to be going. And I get wanting to play, especially the two teams they have to play right out of the gates. So again, and I'm with Jen, I respect the hell out of it. It is a gamble.
I'd like to see him run full speed. Because when I tore my plantar fascia, they made a carbon fiber orthotic for me. Now, you guys know carbon fiber.
Yep.
You cannot. That doesn't move. Carbon fiber does not move, so I kind of...
Did you make it yourself, too?
No, I didn't do that one.
In the garage.
I could have, but...
If that's the case, will you make me a bike?
Sure.
Make me a bicycle clown.
But I ran, like, you ever tie a sock around a dog's leg? Doesn't hurt him, but it's just like, that's what I look like. I'm like, what I'm trying to say is it didn't look natural.
I famously don't even like my dog, and I've never done that. So I'm a little concerned about what prompted you to do that and then be able to use it as an example.
It's a balloon and a cat's tail. You know, we did it all.
Things of that nature.
Yeah.
Moving on.
But I'm sure he has some kind of protection there. I don't know if it's a carbon fiber insert, but probably some kind of orthotic. But like you said, you don't know. You get stepped on.
That's my biggest concern.
You get stepped on. And
well, because he's a slot guy. He's going to be running stuff over the middle of the field where there's a little bit of traffic and legs can get tangled up. And I mean, I can't imagine they're giving him the ball in a jet sweep at this point.
Are you worried at all about it affecting his speed? Right? And again, we had talked about Jaden Reed, and one of the issues was in man coverage and sort of getting jammed sometimes. Like, are you worried about...
Not so much his speed, straight line speed. It's more putting it in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where you got to really...
So do you limit his routes? If he's got, which foot is it, right or left? I got to look.
It is his right foot.
Right foot. So if he's putting that right foot in the ground to make the plant, to make the, you know, to make that turn, is it, does that limit his route running? Are you only putting him the other way? So he's only.
I guess he just got to see how you feel. I mean, if he's playing without pain, he's just got to get his feet back under him because he hasn't practiced in a while, but it's just.
I guess I'm just surprised that he practiced yesterday. I guess I thought, the thought is, what did he gain from being out there yesterday that another day of rest wouldn't have been, you know, wouldn't have been better?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, and I'm sure they're running it by him. They probably asked him, do you want to get surgery? I don't think you need surgery, but do you want to get surgery? He probably said, no, I'll roll the dice.
Well, and I wonder also, and again, this is hypothetical, I have no way of knowing this, but Jordan Love decided not to get surgery, you know, and he's the leader on the team and he's been dealing with an injury.
Well, he did get surgery.
Oh, he got surgery, right. He got surgery. It was, if it had been during the season, he would have been out for some time.
Yeah, he would have had to play through it.
Yes, if it happened during the season, because the surgery required him to be out 2 to 3 weeks. So, hey, just get it now during the preseason. That way it's not going to linger. If it happened in week 4 of the season, he wouldn't have had the surgery because he wouldn't have missed
because
the
time. It's his offhand.
Yes. Right.
I mean, if it was a throwing hand, that's a different situation. But, I mean, if I was in Reed's case, I would have done the same thing. I would have said, let's roll the dice, see what happens. Go, because 10 weeks is...
That's the typical recovery time if you have surgery on this type of injury.
That's a long time. You know, that's a long time. So they'll monitor it. They'll see how he's feeling. The only thing I'm worrying about is, like you guys said, something crazy happening, which happens, you know? So
800-990-3776. What is your concern level for Jaden Reed's foot injury? We've obviously all seen the videos of him wearing the boot. We knew that he was dealing with something. Jason revealing in his article on channel3000.com that it is a Jones fracture. And oftentimes those don't require surgery. But seeing him out there practicing, there's a part of me that thinks maybe another week of rest gets you closer to 100% when the season starts. Obviously, he's got to trust his body. He's got to trust the medical staff, and they're going to do what's in his best interest. But it does make me nervous because I believe they will be relying on him for production pretty early.
And it's like, to Jen's point, it's not like he was 100% because he said himself after practice, I mean, I'm working through it. I didn't feel 100%, but it felt great to be out there. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this. Still going to get to those Milwaukee Brewers and the moves that they were forced to make with their pitching staff. We'll talk about that as the show rolls on. We've enjoyed having Professional Construction Inc. help us with our home projects. Dario and I can handle some things, but we're not the most handy when it comes to the big projects. And that's why we call our friends at PCI. If it's a remodeling project, a home addition, or maybe you're thinking about building a new house, the PCI team is here for you. They operate a family-owned company, and they believe in building relationships. Heck, Mike and Michelle come over, and they look at the stuff that we've got going on, and they tell us how they can handle it, and then they take care of it with exquisite work. They've been in the business for more than 20 years, and you know that doesn't happen by accident. Learn more about PCI and see their work at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. That's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy. On 94.5 ESPN.
Have you tried the new Ragu frozen pizza yet? If you haven't, head on down to the new Woodman's in Racine. Try them all. Ragu frozen pizzas right now on sale at the Woodman's in Racine. 2 for $8. Try out the cheese, combination, pepperoni, and supreme. Enjoy these pizzeria-inspired crusts topped with Ragu-inspired sauces and your favorite family-pleasing toppings. It's Italian heritage and a convenient family favorite food at an affordable price. Right now, just 2 for $8 sale. That is good at all Woodman's locations, so you can try out that all-new Ragu frozen pizza.
Before we kick off the second hour here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, did you guys see that Bill Belichick's company has filed a trademark for the term gold digger?
I did see that.
Gold digger?
Isn't this going to be like a jewelry line or something?
Whatever it is, isn't it a little too on the nose? Or are you like, no, I actually like that they are taking what everybody is saying about her and then, like, trying to profit off of it.
Is he
if they had started a company with a relative normal name, it's not getting any attention.
That's a very good point.
But now it's getting attention and people are going to see it. People are going to see, I mean, maybe it's crap jewelry. I have no idea.
Do we really think the gold digger, the Bill Belichick outfit for jewelry is going to be a smash success?
Just so you know, you're a little grumbled under your breath before you made your point was amazing.
It's just, I will say, the game on Monday night with UNC, I am going to be locked in. I have no interest in UNC, but the fascination around, like, is she going to be on the sidelines? She might be. I don't know.
In the box.
Like, there's going to be cuts to her.
I was about to say, what if she has a headset on and she's up in one of the coaches?
She has a headset. The world is ending. Because in what world would Bill Belichick, right? Czar, like emperor of football, be deferring in any way to this young lady?
I don't think he calls the shots.
I think that's obvious.
I don't think he does. Oh, you want some tonight? Then I better have a damn headset on.
After that interview in which she was interjecting, the softball interview that he was granting, after that and the way that took place, anything could be happening.
This is so
weird. She might
be
calling plays.
Because
I'm hoping she is. Frank, I'm hoping that they pan up and there she is. Frank, like, that is what I'm hoping to see when I tune in on Monday.
Frankie Bag of Donuts played with him, or played for him, when he was with the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we'd see him, he'd come over. He was very stoic. Come see Frank. He was a D coordinator in 96 for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
If there was one guy in the NFL that I would have said through my playing years, this would never happen, it would be him. So what is he not destroying, but hurting his legacy? People going, it's more Brady than this nut job?
Let me ask you a question. Take away the relationship. If he goes to Chapel Hill and they're El Stinko, does that hurt his reputation?
No. Not long term. Not long term.
I think it hurts his future in coaching, certainly.
Oh, sure. But I mean,
but being one of the all time greatest coaches isn't going anywhere.
Like, I mean, look,
Lombardi went to Washington after he went to Green Bay. Nobody talks about that. Like, in the moment, everyone's, oh, this is going to really hurt his legacy. 10 years down the line, no one's going to remember.
Well, and you have the built-in excuse of the difference between the NFL and college football and how college football right now is, quote-unquote, the wild, wild west. And you've got all of these things that a coach has to manage that they never had to manage before. I think he will be absolved of any struggles just based on the culture of college football right now, if I'm being honest.
I guess you're, well, no one talks about Saban going to Miami and being a flop, and it bothered me that he quit halfway through the season. That still rubs me wrong. Him and Petrino. That's just, you don't do that. And people don't hold that against him.
Nope. Nobody talks about it then because he went to Alabama and had all that success. So it just becomes a footnote.
Would it surprise you to know that he still talks about it? But I'm saying because, again, people hold on to their failures, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, as much success as
you think he was wrong?
Have, I don't know.
Do people like that think they're typically ever wrong?
Oh, come on.
I'm not being critical. I'm saying when
that's how you achieve that success.
Right. I would also say that a big reason why he is as successful as he is because he sees when he's wrong and he pivots quickly.
That's fair. I just think of those people as so ruthless and achievement forward and thinking of progress and getting better that, like, you don't even really think of that stuff. You're just such a singular focus on excellence, which is largely what it feels like Nick Saban's been. Same thing with Belichick. It's all about success at the highest level and excellence. And that's what they preach. They tell us all the time.
For what it's worth, the other things that they have filed trademarks for are Chapel Bill, Belistrator, Trail of Salty Tears, which I don't have any. Trail of Salty Tears, is that a thing he said?
Never.
Is that a No Days Off and the Belichick Way? We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Where's our gold digger music from? Actually, no, we don't. Yeah, we don't subscribe to that gentleman anymore either. Hey, Brewers fans, want to hit up Pottawatomie Sportsbook before a home game but need a ride to the game? Hit two balls with one bat by hitching a ride on the Pottawatomie Game Day Shuttle. Make any purchase in the sportsbook or same-day sports bet. You'll get a wristband and a seat on the shuttle. They begin approximately 1 hour before first pitch, and I cannot tell you guys, so easy to use, right? You got free parking down at Pottawatomie. You go across, you make a bet in the sportsbook. They give you the wristband. This could not be easier to get a free ride to and from the ballpark. Shuttles return nonstop for an hour after the game. For more information, visit Pottawatomie.com. Bet above the rest.